Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Meis Rasheni, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Ilan, we have a tree, she'oimed bifnim, that is planted inside of the walls of Yerushalayim. But v'noite lechutz, its branches lean outside of the wall. Or, oimed bechutz, it's the other way around. It's actually rooted in the ground outside of the wall. But v'noite lifnim, the branches on top, dip over into the wall. Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter. Mikeneged achayme v'lefnim, kilefnim. Mikeneged achayme v'lechutz, kilechutz. The part of the tree from the wall inside Yerushalayim is called inside. And the part of the tree from the wall outside is called outside. So if you're going to climb up on the tree, and you are in part of the tree that's inside the walls, you can eat Maaser Sheni. And you can no longer redeem the Peristik because you're inside Yerushalayim. But if you are on the part of the tree that's outside the walls, you can still redeem the Maaser Sheni because you're not in Yerushalayim yet. But you can't eat it because you can only eat it in Yerushalayim. So it makes no difference whether we're talking about being in the branches or being by the trunk. Where are you? Inside or outside? If you remember the Mishnah from Masechtas Maaser in Perek Gimel, as the Batanura reminds us, we said it be Yerushalayim, Hoylech Achar Hanoif. Here the Mishnah discussed about different halachis where you have a tree which is growing on one side of a border, but the branches go onto the other side of the border. And it said, "Yishalayim hoylech achar hanoif." And we explained there, it means af achar hanoif. In other words, we go with the branches also. If the branches are on the inside, any part of the tree that's located from the wall inside is like inside the city. So if you climb up on the tree, you have to look down to see where the wall is. So we'll tell you, there's somewhat of a shaila here. Who's asking the shaila? Someone that's on the tree or someone that's under the tree? So Pashtus is talking about someone that's on the tree. Look down and see which part of the tree are you on. It's not important whether it's the trunk or the branches. Are you inside of the wall or outside of the wall? From the Rambam and others, it's Mashmah, we're talking about someone that's underneath. And he's asking the shaila. I'm looking up and I see the tree. Am I inside or outside of Yerushalayim? And the Mishnah says, are you inside the wall or outside the wall? That's what counts. Even though the tree is on both sides. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Batei habadim, houses that they would use to squeeze out olives to get the oil out of it. Olive presses, but these olive presses were built into the walls surrounding Yerushalayim. So we have batei habadim, shepischein lifnim. The opening, the Pesach, is on the inside of the wall. In other words, if you walk out of it, you're walking into the city. You're coming into it from inside the city. But v'chalala l'chutz. But the actual chamber itself, that's outside the wall. There may not be a doorway there. But if you would break through the side wall, you would be standing outside the wall. Or the other way around. Shepischein l'chutz. The Pesach is to the outside, but v'chalala l'fnim. Chal means the area, the actual area inside. That extends inside the wall. Now, for whatever reason, this was common. That they built these things into the wall, and sometimes it kind of extended outside of the wall. Sometimes the opening was to the inside, and the room extended outside of the wall, and sometimes the other way around. B'shamim and the B'shamim say, Hakol, hol shetach, the whole area of this olive press is kilifnim, is like inside the wall. Does it make a difference which side the doorway is? No. Does it make a difference which side the room protrudes into, inside the wall or outside the wall? No, not according to the B'shamim. The entire area is like inside. You can eat Maaser Sheni there. You can eat Kadoshim Kalim there. You can eat, let's say, the meat of the Karmel Shlamim there. You cannot redeem Maaser Sheni there, as you can't redeem Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And a Metzora who can't enter is not allowed to enter there. Metzora can't enter a city that's surrounded by a wall. Ubesilim, whereas the Besil say, Mekeneged Achayim Ulefnim Kilefnim, Mekeneged Achayim Velechutz Kelechutz. You would have to like drop a plumb line. You know what that means? To measure exactly where it is. The part of the press that's on the wall and inside is like inside. That's what it means. Mekeneged achayme v'lefnim is kelefnim. And mekeneged achayme v'lechutz kelechutz. The part of the press that's situated from the wall outside is like the outside. So you can't just say, I'm in the press. What's the din? Am I in Yerushalayim or out of Yerushalayim? Depends where you are. If somebody would make a hole in the roof, and you would be pulled out, where would you be? Inside or outside? If you would be from the wall and outside, you're outside. And if you would be from the wall and inside, you would be inside. So chazing over a Mishnah, we have a tree that's inside the walls, but the branches extend outside the walls of Yerushalayim, or the other way around. So I'm not looking at what's the trunk, what's the branches. If you're inside of the wall, you're inside. If you're outside, you're outside. So if you're on the tree and you look down and you realize if you would drop a line, you would be on the inside, you're inside. Outside, you're outside. Olive presses that were built in the walls, sometimes their opening would be on one side, but the room would extend past the wall on the other side. Like a box that comes out of the wall. Sometimes you see an Aron Kodesh that's built into a wall. The box comes out on the other side. They don't want to take up space in the shul. That's more or less what this looks like. The opening is on one side, but the box, the area where you work, is on the other side. So according to the Beis Shammai, it makes no difference whether the opening is to the inside and the actual area of the press is outside or the other way around, it's considered inside. Some say the Beis Shammai say only l'chumra. In other words, you can't be paid in Maaser Sheni, but they wouldn't allow you to actually eat Maaser Sheni. Some say the Beis Shammai say no, it's for sure inside, whether it's a kula or whether it's a chumra. So regardless of where the door is or where it extends to, in this type of a Beis Habad, according to the Beis Shammai and this Shita, it's Vada inside Yerushalayim. You can eat your Maaser Sheni there, and you can't redeem it. The Beis Hillel say, it depends where you are. Depends where you are. If you're on the inside part, you're inside. If you're on the outside part, you're outside. What's interesting is both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel agree it doesn't make a difference which side the door is on. But if you have this scenario with the door on one side, whether inside or outside, and the actual room protrudes out of the wall on the other side, the Beis Shammai say it's inside, and the Beis Hillel say it's outside.